This is All of It. I'm Kusha Navadar filling in for Allison Stewart. As you heard in the last segment, we're 6 weeks out from the submission deadline for the 2024 Public Song Project. And if you're listening right now and you're still on the fence, you know, you're thinking about what to record or how to do it, one great place to start is your local public library. Did you know that you can borrow instruments from the Brooklyn Public Library? That's exactly what last year's Public Song Project winner, Alice Lee, did for her version of The Prisoner Song, which featured a banjo from the Brooklyn Public Library. Here's a quick clip. The Brooklyn Public Library and some other libraries also have recording studios that you can use for free. And hey, to be clear, your submission to the Public Song Project doesn't need to be more than a recording on your cell phone. But if you want to step things up, we want to help you learn how. So we're going to do a quick roundtable of resources for your song submissions. And we're featuring people from the Brooklyn Public Library, New York Public Library, and the Westport Public Library in Connecticut. They're here to help you navigate your recording with the resources you need. So up first, Christine Schoenhart, director of the Central Library of the Brooklyn Public Library. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good to have you. I finally picked up my BPL library card a few weeks ago, so shout out to that. The Brooklyn Public Library's really unique resource is the Musical Instrument Lending Library. How does that work and where is it?
It's located here at the Central Library at 10 Grand Army Plaza. We started it a few years back, and we have over 100 items in the collection, including bass guitars, keyboards, a steel drum, a little bit of everything. There is a bit of a wait list on things, so get on the wait list so that you can get your song recorded. And basically, yeah, you just need a library card to borrow. You get 3 weeks with it. We also have books here that can teach you how to play. So if you're new and need some of that, we can hook you up with that as well.
Do you need to be a Brooklyn resident?
No, you don't. You just need to have a Brooklyn card, and anybody in New York State is eligible for that.
And how would you get on the wait list that you mentioned?
There is on our website, bklynlibrary.org. You can search for the instrument you want, and there'll be a little button that says place hold. If it doesn't say that, it does mean it's available, but you still place a hold for it so that our staff can pull it for you. And then you come to Central Library, go to our third floor arts department, and they will get you the instrument for you.
That's great. And Christine, I understand that you also have resources to help people choose a song, like sheet music and vinyl records. Is that right? What's in that collection?
Yeah, we do. We have thousands of books full of sheet music. Again, you can search them in our catalog or come in and a staff member will show you how to search the collection. And we recently launched a vinyl collection as well. That's about 400 records right now across all genres. If you don't have a record player at home, don't worry. We have them here at the library, so you can throw the record on and listen, get some inspiration from that too. But you also can borrow those with your library card for 3 weeks.
That's great. So one-stop shop. Christine Schoenhart is the director of the Central Library of the Brooklyn Public Library. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
And next up, we have Jenna Lee, the lead media lab specialist for New York Public Library. Jenna, welcome to All of It.
Thank you.
So where is the NYPL's recording studio and how does it work?
Well, we actually have a couple different recording studios at the New York Public Library. Our main location is Studio 40, which is at the newly renovated Mid-Manhattan branch on 40th Street and 5th Avenue, right across from the Lyons Building. But we also have a couple other studios up in the Bronx. We have an Allerton Multimedia Studio and the Tremont Sound Lab at Allerton and Tremont branches at the for adults. And then we also have some teen recording studios. We have a studio downstairs at the Mid-Manhattan Library, which is for folks who are ages 13 to 19. And we have some Best Buy teen centers, which are located at Grand Concourse Park Chester, and Mott Haven.
That's great.
And actually, I'm glad Christine mentioned the Brooklyn Lending Program, because we have a couple of our students coming in with musical instruments that they've rented from Brooklyn Public Library, and they're using them on projects over here. So that's been fun to see that collaboration going on.
That's great. And all of these different spaces, are they all equipped similarly? Are there specific differences, like in the teen recording spaces? Is there any special equipment there?
Yeah, so the two recording studios at the Mid-Manhattan Library are probably our largest studios. We have a lot of industry quality gear. We're mostly in the box studio, but we also have outboard gear like LA-2A, 1176 for compression and a patch bay to help folks figure out signal flow in the studio in a good learning environment. We run UAD console and Avid Pro Tools, as well as Ableton and Logic Pro. So a lot of studio quality microphones, UAD7, TLM-102, stuff like that. So a lot of really wonderful microphones and pieces of equipment here available at the central branches, as well as we have workstations and MIDI keyboards, lots of different small recording booths, like AKG 214 and stuff up at Tremont branches, as well as access to various software, including Logic Pro, the Adobe Creative Suite, Ableton, Pro Tools,
wow.
So DaVinci Resolve.
That's a really well-stocked set of spaces there. If somebody's listening right now and they're thinking, oh, that sounds great, what are all of those things? Are there experts available to help somebody use the studio and edit audio?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's maybe, I mean, like, it's a free studio space. It's extremely popular. But I think one of the ways that we're really striving to serve public need and public request is with our educational programs. We teach folks how to run sound checks from basically zero to get a good solid recording, whether that's on your own with gear that you have or gear that you borrow from us, as well as in the studio spaces. We do a orientation class to the studio space. We teach you how all the equipment works. If you're curious about all that mashup of letters and numbers and what it does and how it can help you make your song sound better, or how it can help you acclimate to a studio atmosphere if you're interested in going into that more professionally. We have tons of classes that we offer online and in person, both at the Manhattan branch for teens, for adults. We also have Creative Media Open Labs. So if you're coming in and you're in the middle of your project and you're not really sure what the next step is, you can talk to us and consult with us. We have folks who can come one-on-one and help. We also have trained up a cohort of volunteers. So these are folks who came in a couple years ago and they've been training with us for a while, and they learned some of the lingo, picked up some of the workflows, and they are giving back to their community as well. And they are helping facilitate studio sessions alongside us and sort of getting this apprenticeship training, and will really help you navigate no matter what level you come in at. So even if you don't end up in a studio space with us, if you want to come to our classes, even from the comfort of your own home, we have a lot of different things that we could go over, including how to pick the right microphone for your sound, or basics in mixing using all sorts of professional DAWs and free digital audio workstations, how to produce a beat using this various free or paid for software, how to edit your videos, how to start a podcast A to Z.
Oh, wow. Like that's great. So, and those folks are kind of paying it forward, right? That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. They're not interns. Our volunteer program, we have students ages 25 to 72 who are volunteering and giving back to their community. It's a really beautiful, multi-generational, creative space.
Oh, that's great.
And a lot of really invested folks.
So how would folks go and, you know, sign up for those spaces among many of the places that you mentioned? Is there like a central resource folks can go to online maybe?
Sure. Our website, our main website is nypl.org for adult services. If you go to nypl.org/computers, you'll be able to find all of our classes as well as our like information on the recording studios, what kind of stuff we have going on there. And if you are if you're looking for teen spaces, you can go to nypl.org/spotlight teen center. Teen-Center, and you will be able to find resources on the various teen locations that we have throughout our branches.
Thank you so much. Jenna Lee is the lead media lab specialist for the New York Public Library. Jenna, thank you so much for joining. And lastly,
yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you. And lastly, we're joined by Brendan Toller, who's the marketing manager of Verso Studios. That's the recording studio for the Westport Public Library in Connecticut. Brendan, welcome to the show.
Hey, lastly but not leastly, how are you doing?
Lastly but not leastly, saving among the best for last, I would say. Everyone's great. So great to have you. Listeners can record, edit, mix, and master their song at Verso Studios all for free. Can you tell me, Brendan, how Verso Studios fits into the umbrella of the Westport Public Library?
Sure. Here at the Westport Library, it's like a spaceship. We have Verso Studios really is our production resource and media hub. So we have a venue space, you know, where you can have concerts and film screenings. We have a 3 post-production stations here where you can edit and mix your songs and edit and mix movies and films and, you know, make illustrations and designs. And we also have a recording studio with an SSL board that was designed by Rob Verboni, who famously designed Keith Richards' studio and Bob Dylan and the band studio in LA. So not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all. And similar thing that I was asking Jenna, are there experts available to help somebody use the studio and edit audio if they're not super familiar?
We're very high in demand and popular, but yes, me and 2 other professionals are kind of roaming the building during certain hours to assist.
Great.
Yes.
And who's it open to? Do you have to be a Connecticut resident?
You don't even need to have a library card necessarily. And I don't think you need to be a Connecticut resident. I think we'll kind of accept anyone that comes in that is interested. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. And you also have some exciting programming coming up at the library starting tomorrow. It's called VersoFest. That's a very cool name. Before we go, do you want to talk about what VersoFest is and who's involved?
Absolutely. VersoFest, April 3rd through the 7th. That's 5 days of music, media, and creativity. Tomorrow we're having a talk with Chuck D. Then the Lemon Twigs are coming, Spin Doctors, and then Saturday and Sunday is like a full-on conference. There's a record fair, David Bowie, Diamond Dogs exhibit, Tony Visconti will be talking with Paul Cavalcante, John Densmore, Audrey Golden, who just wrote Women at Factory Records. There really is something for everyone, so I encourage everyone to go to westportlibrary.org/VersoFest, and if you're interested in Verso Studios, that's westportlibrary.org/Verso.
And we want to shout out Lemon Twigs, who are part of the Public Song Project. And Brendan, I just want to point out, Spin Doctor is very cool. My first favorite song was a Spin Doctor song. So shout out to you for having great musical taste there. Brendan,
come on out. Yeah.
Brendan Toller is the marketing manager of Verso Studios at the Westport Public Library. Brendan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And New Jersey listeners, we haven't forgotten about you. The East Brunswick Public Library offers a recording studio with lots of equipment and audio editing software. Just go to ilove.ebpl.org to find out more. That's EBPL. And Newark residents can check out the Newark Public Library and their Makerspace Studio, featuring an audio booth with Pro Tools, Audacity, other editing software for audio. For more info there, go to made.npl.com. And you can also find links to all these resources and more on our own website at All of It, along with instructions on how to participate, how to stream songs from our special guest contributors like They Might Be Giants, who we just heard in the last segment. So to find out all of that, go to wnyc.org/public song project. Listen, now is your time to get involved and for a chance to be featured on WNYC and alongside artists like the ones you've heard so far. plus Rhiannon Giddens, Bella Fleck, Roseanne Cash, and many more. This is a party. We want you to be a part of it. Submissions are due May 12th. Again, the website, wnyc.org/publicsongproject. You can get all the info there. We're so excited to hear your songs.